In 2014, I lost my son Scotty McKinnon to opioids. He was not a junkie or a drug addict, he made a very bad mistake. Scotty loved life and was a wonderful, happy person who touched so many lives. In 2015, Giles Bisson, Charlie Angus, my brother-in-law Jeff Martin and others behind the scenes worked tirelessly putting into place the Patch for Patch exchange program in Timmins and surrounding areas. For George Peary to say that Giles was not involved with the opioid crisis is the huge false statement. Giles Bisson, Charlie Angus and John Van Thoff were by my side throughout this most devastating time of my life. For a parent who has lost a child in any way, it is the hardest thing anyone can go through, and to have your MPP and MP support our family was an incredible feeling. They all work so hard to bring the opioid crisis to the forefront in the Timmins and the rest of the country. All of them worked very hard to bring the opioid crisis to their respective parliaments, bringing maximum attention to this issue affecting many Canadians. I was very disappointed in George Peary when I listened to the Timmins debate. I have taken a few days to collect my thoughts about the statements made by Mr. Peary. These statements are wrong and couldn't be further from the truth. He states, and I quote his words, "It's not anybody standing up and saying it was one person. But quite frankly, it was led by the Conservatives, it wasn't led by the NDP. Listen to what the doctors Bellemare and Samson said about this, it was not led by the NDP. In fact, the NDP was not involved at all. And it wasn't the NDP and it hasn't been the NDP. That's the bottom line. Giles Bisson has fought for the people for many years as he cares about the issues that affect all Ontarians. Mr. Peary, you should be ashamed of yourself to make these comments, as the meaning of true ignorance comes to mind. I have been a huge advocate for the NDP and have supported the party since I could vote. This year I was actually going against the grain and changed my vote to support Mr. Peary and the Conservatives, as I thought he may bring more to Timmins and the surrounding area, being the governing party for Ontario. After this, I will definitely not ever go against my beliefs again, as now I see his true colors. Mr. Peary and the Conservatives will never get my vote, as this has driven home that the NDP genuinely care about the people. Don't ever go against what you think is right. Voting for Giles will be the right thing." Lynn Festerini-Jones.